Okay, so we have a few people here, so we can get started with the lesson. Can we do that just by naming our sins to God the Father, and then we will say an opening prayer of thanks.
好，我们现在先各自向我们的天父认罪，然后我们可以开始我们的反弹。
So Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让我们有这个时间，看机会可以研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message that these things would become a reality in our soul.
我们祷告，希望这些所学习的能够成为我们在魂里的真实状况。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just to give you a bit of a catch up on the news, you know, there's so much going on in the world today. It's actually very difficult to keep up with what's going on.
开始上课的时候呢，听想要先跟大家说一些有关现在整个世界上局势发生的事情，但是因为太多事情天天在发生，最近的这个局势变化很大，所以实在是很难跟得上这些新闻。
Yeah, and the other problem is, of course, is that we're in the devil's world, and in any war, in any battle, there's always a battle for information. Whoever can present the information and convince other people that's true, then they're winning the propaganda battle.
而这个世界呢，又因为有非常多的这些人呢，在用这种 propaganda， 就是那种大传。 大讯息传播的力量，去想要让世界以为他们所散布的讯息是正确，所以就反而我们更难分辨哪些讯息是真实的。And
it's very difficult to find what we would call an objective news source, which means that you have somebody who's actually seen what's happening, and then they can report truthfully just the events that are happening without a personal opinion.
尤其呢，我们现在发现很少有人呢，他能够用真实的观察去做报道，而不把他自己个人的想法掺杂进去。We
see this with the war that's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Depending on which side you get the information from, is going to form your own opinion about who is right and who is wrong.
就像这次乌克兰跟俄罗斯的战争，那根据你所得到的讯息来源是可能是从乌克兰这边发出的，或者从俄国这边发出的，你就会得到完全不一样的讯息。而这样的讯息下，你就会有你个人的一些看法。For
example, I get news reports, like emails from people in Ukraine, in Kiev even. Christians within the church there, and they send letters out and they tell about the horrific things that is going on there from their own personal viewpoint. They're seeing these things happen.
就像听他有收到很多从乌克兰的一些基督徒，甚至从基辅那边的一些基督徒，他们以亲眼所见的一些讯息，那这些恐怖的讯息呢，他就接收到了。
And then if you look at the news, depending on which news channel you get, you might get people saying that the Russians are doing the right thing and that a lot of the fatalities are from the Ukrainians themselves and that the Ukrainians are murdering their own people. That's what some of the Russian news reports are saying.
甚至呢，有一些来自俄罗斯的新闻居然说乌克兰人在杀害自己的乌克兰人。
Okay, so of course, both sides of the war, whether it's the Russians or the Ukrainians, they're going to have opposing news reports. Often that they completely contradict each other.
所以你会发现这个乌克兰跟俄国的新闻基本上完全是矛盾的状态。
Another example that we have coming from China, for example, is that over 40 or 50, even 60 years now, the Communist Party has been in power. And they're always promoting how good they are, how they're concerned for the people, and how communism can help to make a great country.
就像这个中国的共产党在五六十年前就开始 一直不断的宣传他们共产主义来治理国家，可以把国家治理的多好。
But the time will tell who is right and who is wrong.
但是呢，时间呢是可以证明什么是对，什么是错的。
Through the propaganda that they have been presenting to people, a lot of people they think it's a good idea, and for generations now, people have been thinking it's a good idea.
而经由这种大外宣、大内宣，哈、啊，让很多人都真的以为啊，这种大政府啊，集权控制的状况是对的，是好的。
Yep. Now we don't know the future. We can't see into the near future. We do know what's going to happen. For example, that Jesus Christ will come back. But regarding communism around the world, or regarding the war in Russia, regarding the COVID virus and things like that, we do not know what's going to happen from one day to the next.
我们不知道未来会发生什么事情，我们也不知道多快耶稣会回来。那我们现在就是看着这个世界在这样很快速的变化中。
But we do know that God is always going to be faithful, that God is always going to take care of us, that God puts a wall of fire around his faithful believers.
我们虽然不知道将会发生什么事，但我们对我们的神是有信心的，我们知道我们的神永远是信实的，他会对他的儿女，啊，他的这些子民，啊，有罪。最信实、公义跟怜悯。
Now we do know that even when there's no truth in the world, or we don't know if people are being true or not, but we know that His word is always going to be true.
我们虽然不知道这个世界有多少的是真实的，什么是真理、真相，我们都不清楚。但是，我们甚至不知道我们旁边的这些周围的这些周遭的人有多少是以真诚来面对，但是我们知道神的话语永远是真的，永远是真实真理。
A lot of people spend many hours, and literally for some people it could be 2 or 3 or more hours in a day, and they're looking up on social media what's going on in the world, they're watching the news on television, and they're looking through all the newspapers on the internet and whatever. We call them news junkies, actually. They spend a lot of time looking at the news.
我们知道有很多人呢，每天花两三甚至四个小时都在这个 internet 上面，网络上面看各种的消息，听各种的新闻。
The term junkie is related to people that do drugs, and usually it's like hard drugs, like heroin or cocaine. So if someone's a junkie, it means they're addicted, and they're always like taking like heroin or cocaine, for example.
那我们把这种努力读新闻的人叫做 news junkies。就是junkies 这个字就是瘾君子啊，就上瘾的人，所以这是新闻瘾君子。
Maybe he's addicted to heroin, so we'd say he is a heroin junkie, and we J-U-N-K-Y.
Junkie 是单数 J-U-N-K-Y, 然后复数是 junkies, J-U-N-K-I-E-S.
The root word is, means like trash or rubbish.
我们平常讲那个 junk 就是指这个垃圾。
Yeah, so a heroin junkie, it's a very negative term because it means that these people, they're rubbish in society. You know, all they're doing is taking drugs all day and they're ruining their life and they should be thrown away. I guess that's why they call them junkies.
所以英文来讲那个海洛因 junkie, 就是被海洛因变成这个垃圾的人。所以这个字就是慢慢衍生，就是成为了瘾君子的概念，海洛因瘾君子，海洛因上瘾的人。
Yeah, so it's a very negative term, but to make it a little bit positive, people that are addicted to drugs, they can turn around. So these people should not be thrown away. They obviously need help.
而我们要知道，像这样的上瘾的人哦，不管是这个毒品上瘾，或者是手机上瘾，他基本上都是。非常的惨的状况，因为他没办法回转，他没有办法脱离那个状况，所以这些新闻上瘾的人啊，也跟这些用药上瘾的人一样，他们都是需要被帮助的。
But getting back to the term junkies, and it's often used in terms of news junkies, is that people who are addicted to the news. They can't stop looking at the news, and they want to know what's going on.Whether in Hollywood or whether it's in Russia or whether it's about the politics or whatever like that. They're addicted to that.
所以这种所谓新闻上瘾的人呢，他们就是一天到晚都要寻求这个新闻。那有些人是对好莱坞的这些明星的新闻非常的上瘾，那也现在一定有很多人也对俄罗斯跟乌克兰的新闻上瘾。
Well, on a local level, you get your neighborhood gossip. They want to know what's the neighbors up to and what's happening at the local shopping center and what's happening here and there.
那也有一些人呢，他是对那种八卦上瘾的，就是他的附近发生些什么事情啊，这些一些社会里的无聊的八卦，也有人对这个事情上瘾的。
Yeah, but, you know, people can devote their whole lives, many hours in a day, to wanting to know what's going on.
反正这种人呢，就是花一天花好几个小时去知道到底现在发生一些什么事。
The fact is, we should be devoting our time to learning from the Bible. That's the true news. That's the true source of news, of truth.
而我们其实真正应该是花好几个小时每一天啊，去研读圣经，因为这个里面才是真理。
As Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, that the real battle is going on. It's a spiritual battle.
在以弗所书六章的时候，保罗就说了，我们其实要去看的实在是个属灵征战的世界。
And a real fight is taking place in the spiritual realm. So, you know, for us, that means in the soul. It's taking place in the soul.
而我们要能分辨在我们的魂里面哪些在属灵的这个正确的事情要打败那个属灵的错误的想法。
So rather than devoting our time to thinking about what's going on too much in the world, you know, we need to know a little bit because it does affect our lives and we need to know how to pray. You know, if we know what's going on, we know there's people we can pray for. But really our time should be devoted to studying the Word of God.
所以我们虽然要知道世界在发生什么事，以让我们能够知道要为一些人做祷告，我们知道要关怀他们，但是我们不能够花太多时间在这些世界上发生的事情，我们要花更多的时间是在我们在学习真理的上面。
So just a reminder, because again, there's so much going on in the world and it's very easy to get distracted, but we need to be focused on our true purpose in life.
所以我们一定要很清楚的知道我们真正的人生活下来的这个目的是什么。
Yeah, and by turning up in a Bible class like this, this is actually good proof that you're doing the right thing. Because, you know, a lot of people have a chance, they have opportunities to study the Bible, but they get too busy with their lives.
所以呢，我们能够这个固定的来上圣经课都是一个非常正确的一个选择。因为很多人虽然他们有这个期待，却因着把自己弄得太忙碌而失去了继续研读神的话语的机会。
Okay, now getting back to our topic that we were talking about last Tuesday.
好，我们现在回到上礼拜二在讲的事情。
Okay, and remember actually we're looking at the book of life, but we got sort of stuck on talking about why people go to the lake of fire, because in Revelation 20, it mentions, if your name is not written in the book of life, then you're thrown in the lake of fire.
我们上礼拜呢，就是在讲生命册，但是呢，花了很多时间来说明这个，为什么有很多人会搞不清楚我们人为什么会被丢到火湖里去。这个启示录的二十章里面很清楚的提到说，你的名字若不在生命册里，你是会被丢进火湖的。
And that's actually taken us on a bit of a tangent, which means we've gone off on a detour to look at why people go to the lake of fire.
我们也经由非常多的经句来了解到为什么人会被丢进火湖。
And we can reason from scripture that people do not go to the lake of fire because of their sins, but they go to the lake of fire because they rejected Jesus Christ.
很多人呢误以为呢是因为我们人所犯的罪造成我们被丢到火湖，但经由这些经句我们终于了解是因为那些人他们拒绝了相信耶稣基督。
If you look at yourself and then you look at an unbeliever, And you say, well, what's different between me and him? Because he sins and I sin. You know, we do admit that we sin. We know that we sin. And this person has sinned and I sin. And this person tomorrow, they will sin. And tomorrow I will sin. And in 10 years time, this person will be sinning and I will be sinning as well. So what's the difference?
我们应该要常常把自己跟这些不信耶稣的人做一些比较，就是他们跟我们到底有什么差别？ 他们犯罪，我们也犯罪。应该说，他们今天犯罪，我们今天也犯罪；他们明天犯罪，我们明天也可能犯罪。那十年后的他们可能犯罪，十年后的我们也可能犯罪。那我们跟他们到底有什么差别呢？
And you might say, well, you know, I'm learning the word of God and I'm going to church and I'm paying tithes, I'm paying money to the church, and that person is not doing those things.
你可能会说，诶，也许是我每个礼拜都有去教会啊。 然后我也有上圣经课啊，然后我还有做十一奉献啊，那个人就是不信基督的，他没有做这些，这是我们的差异吗？
But the Bible does not say that if you go to church, you can go to heaven. And the Bible doesn't say if you learn the word of God, if you are like a good Bible student, that means you can go to heaven.
但是呢，圣经上并没有讲说，哦，你有去教会，或你有去研读圣经，你就可以上天堂。
And the Bible doesn't say if you pay money to the church, then that means you can go to heaven.
圣经上也没有说，因为你有对教会捐款，你就可以上天堂。
And actually those things I mentioned, even the unbeliever can do those things, and they do. I've seen that with the Catholics in the Philippines. Most weekends, a lot of people, they go to church and they pay money to the church and they open up their Bibles and they sing songs, and these people are unbelievers.
有很多的人，他们真的也都有去教会啊。那他们也都做了这个研读圣经、唱圣歌、捐款的这些事情，但是他们却不能被称为是信徒，所以他们就没办法上天堂。Yeah,
but you know, the difference is, and the only difference is that we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, and they haven't. They've placed their faith in their works.
我们呢，真正跟他们的差别是我们将我们的信心、信念，放在基督是我们的救主的这样的一个信念中，而那些人他们没有这样想。Now,
from our studies about that, then we started to talk about Adam's original sin, because what we need to understand is that every person is a sinner, is regarded as a sinner by God from the moment of birth.
那我们呢，上礼拜也讲到了所谓的原罪，经由亚当夏娃，我们看见人类的原罪。当我们出生的那一刻，我们就有了这个原罪。For
example, we had this verse from 1 Corinthians 15:22, and that says, "For as in Adam all die," meaning Adam's original sin, "even so in Christ will all be made alive."
在哥林多前书15:22节说，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。Okay,
so in Adam, that relates to Adam's original sin, meaning that if we were in the garden, if God used us as a witness, you know, we would have made the same decision that Adam did. So the decision that Adam made, God says that's your decision too.
其实这个，所以我们的原罪呢，是在于说，如果今天我们也一样是在伊甸园，有发生跟亚当、夏娃当时发生的那些事情的时候，我们也会绝对会跟亚当、夏娃一样做那样的决定，会犯那样的错，所以这是一个我们不可能逃避的一个原罪。
Yeah. And so what we do is we get this, it's the concept we call imputation. Okay, so we had to use this word, imputation, which means put. So God imputes Adam's original sin to us.
所以呢，我们就变成要有一种叫做归罪、归责的这个概念, imputation, impute, 就是因此当我们人类一出生就被归责会有这
Okay, I'm just reviewing here. Yeah, this is a review of what we've done over the last month or so, because I'm moving into a fairly new topic, which I haven't really taught before. But we need to get the background. So, you know, that's why I mentioned the imputations now.
我们现在是在做一个复习哈，因为在过去这一个月来谈了很多生命册的事情，在我们进入新的内容的过程中，我们先做一下复习。
Okay, so you know we're talking about the legal. Remember, imputation is a legal term. We had the three imputations. I'll just bring this up here. I'll bring up the picture of the three imputations, and that's regarding the legal.Imputations that God gives us. It's all about court of law. So many things that God does, because we're relating this to the angelic appeal trial, many things God does is from a legal point of view.
这个现在画面上的这个图呢，就是在跟大家讲，在整个这个规则的事情上，我们有三项规则。
Adam's original sin is imputed to every human in history, and that happens at the moment that we are born.
第一个规则呢，就是亚当的原罪，好，它会被归罪给归责给所有历史上的每一个出生的人。就当我们一出生的时候，这个罪原罪就是跟着我们出生了。
Okay, so that's not really a real event, but it happens legally. So God says, as the judge of the world.And I have seen what would happen in the garden, and I know your thoughts, and I know your actions, as it, you know, he's omniscient. And he says, you would have sinned, you deserve to have Adam's original sin.
所以这件事情就是我们有亚当原罪这件事情并不是因为我们做了什么，而是在法庭里面已经被判决说，因为我们人的自由意志，我们在这个伊甸园里一定会做跟亚当夏娃同样的事情，所以法官就已经判给我们是有这样的原罪。
My pastor would use the term that Adam is like our representative. He's the representative of the human race in the Garden of Eden when that test was taking place.
Tim 的一个牧师就这样说，他的说法很好。他说亚当呢就像是我们所有人类的代表，他呢就被。代表我们在伊甸园接受这样的测试，就是撒旦的这个镜子的测试，而他在这个测试中失败了，他没有成功的通过这个考验，所以我们人类也都一起失败了，我们都没有通过那个考验。
Yeah, and another term that he would use is this, the federal head. And, federal usually relates to politics and government. They use that in the United States a lot. But he's the federal head. So, you know, he is the one that sort of made that initial decision. And that's the decision that counts for all of us.
还有一种说法呢，就是亚当呢，是我们的这个好像一个人类的联邦的这个首领。好，它代表了我们所有的人类。
Now some people would say, well, the woman was the first one to do the sin, wasn't she?
有人会说，那个夏娃才是那个真正第一个犯罪的人，是吗？
Yeah, but if you look at First Timothy chapter 2, Paul says that the woman, she was the first to sin, but she was deceived.The meaning deceived regarding the consequences, where Adam knew exactly what was going to happen.
在提摩太前书的第二章里，大概是第二章，有做过一个说明啊，就在讲说，其实呢，夏娃她并不是直接听到神的教导的人，她是间接听到的。然后她基本上在当时是被撒旦那条蛇真正的给欺骗了。他是在被欺骗的状况下做了这样的一个错事，但是亚当却是完全了解神的指示规则和神的他所定的这些原则，他明知故犯才真正的犯了罪。
And also you have to remember that the command was originally given to Adam, not to the woman.
因为亚当是第一个接收到这样子的一个命令的。
As the head of the family, see, Adam has the authority over the woman, so he was actually responsible for her decisions as well.
而且呢，亚当又是他们家庭的头， 也就是他跟夏娃的家庭是以他为做主，他来做主的，所以他是要为所有的事情担当责任，而且要给指示的。
And this is what comes out in 1 Timothy 2:14. It says Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
在这个提摩太前书2:14说，不是亚当被骗，乃是女人全然被骗，陷在罪里。所以女人是被骗的，那个亚当并没有被骗。
Yeah, see, again, Adam knew exactly what was going on, but he still decided to make that decision to eat of the fruit, which was forbidden.
所以呢，亚当明知故犯，他明明知道那个果子是禁果不可吃，他还是吃了。
This is why Adam is the federal head, and his decision counts for all of us. It's imputed to us because he's the federal head.
所以亚当呢，他所下的决定造成了他犯的这个罪的这个决定呢，一样归责到了所有的人类，因为我们就是很有可能，应该是说百分之百有可能，早晚也会因着我们的自由意志而下跟亚当一样的决定。
And then at the cross, we see that God the Father is going to impute all of our sins to Jesus Christ. He knows all of the sins of everybody in human history, and this begins right with the sin of Adam and Eve, of course, and all of the sins of everybody is imputed to Christ.
所有人类的罪呢，又因着天父的决定呢，可以归到耶稣基督的身上。
We see that and we have the verses Isaiah 53:3-12, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and 1 Peter 2:24.
所以在以赛亚书53:3-12，哥林多后书的5章21节，彼得前书的2:24呢，都有很清楚的说明，就是所有人类的罪被归责到耶稣基督身上。
This is a legal imputation. This is what God has decided from his justice. Yeah, he must punish all sins. And all sins are going to be punished on Jesus Christ.
这个是天父所下的一个决定呢，就是要让所有的人类的罪归责于耶稣基督。
So that means the sins of all of the unbelievers are paid for as well. So from this we can see that if Jesus took the punishment for the sins, you can say, well, why do the unbelievers go to the lake of fire?
所以在这里我们看到了人类的罪都已经被耶稣基督承担了，因为神他是公义的，他必须要这个处罚所有的罪。那所以经由耶稣基督诞生来承接了所有的罪，那当然这个里面的罪是包含了非信徒的罪，那这些非信徒怎么可能还因着他们的罪被丢弃到这个火湖里呢？
Because if you do understand that all of our sins are punished on the cross, then you would understand that the unbelievers, it's impossible for them to go to the lake of fire because of their sins, because Jesus took the punishment.
如果我们能够理解耶稣基督他将所有人类的罪都已经承担了，我们当然也就可以理解不可能有任何非信徒被丢到火湖去是因为他们个人的罪。
And the answer is you have to believe that that is true, because if you don't believe it's true, then you're going to be continuing to believe that your works, your good works are going to get you into heaven.
所以呢，这也让我们要更清楚的明白，就是我们必须要相信这个真理否则的话，你会以为你必须要努力的做好事，做好人好事，你才有机会到天堂。
If you say in your mind, you say, I believe that this is true, that Jesus took the punishment for my sins, this is positive volition, then God is able to give you his very own righteousness. You become part of this action here.
当你相信耶稣承担了我们所有人类的罪，当你有这样的一个积极的自由意志的时候，天父才能将他的公义归给你，而你就是一个 believer, 就是一个信徒， 也就是说神的公义是只能降给所有的信徒。
And then when you get down to Romans chapter 6, and it talks about like in verses 3, 4, 5 and 6, for example, it talks about how we are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. We have this identity with his death.
因着耶稣的死，我们也就能够得到一个身份，这个就是公义的身份，就是等于是耶稣的死是代表了那些罪的死。那我们就可以重新得到耶稣的活，得到了一个有公义的人的一个魂。
Yeah, so we're partaking in his death. God says this is another legal thing. You're baptized, actually. Baptized into Jesus Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. And God says you have a part in this, but the unbeliever does not have a part in that.
We have part of Jesus Christ.
No, we have a part in it. Means that we share in that activity. Or God says, you are one with Jesus Christ. That's the whole thing about the baptism.
Oh, you mean we become part of Jesus Christ?
Yes, we become part of his work on the cross, actually.
Oh, okay. 好，就是因为我们相信耶稣基督承担了我们的罪，而当耶稣基督在2000年前死在十字架上的时候呢，我们就成为他的一部分，也就是说我们跟他一起分享了他所做的一切的功，在十字架的功。
So it says here in Romans 6:3, we can start from 6:3.I don't trust the Chinese on this, but if we can do it in the English, it says, do you not know that as many of us were baptized, here you have the word baptized, into Jesus Christ. Remember, baptized means identified. You become one with Jesus. And we were baptized into his death.
好，我们现在用这个英文的经句来说明这个概念啊，就是罗马书的六章三节。他这边说呢，你知道吗？所有的我们就是指的是信徒被 baptized into Jesus， 这个 baptized 我们会把它翻译成一般是说叫做洗礼，我们受洗礼而进入耶稣基督，但是呢这边其实你要把它翻译成 What did you use in English?
It's the word identified.
所以呢就是这个地方的 baptized 呢应该被当作定有点像像说身份，你的身份认同，我们就被成为耶稣基督的这个身份的概念，那我们就是因着相信了耶稣基督为我们而死在十字架上，所以我们成就了我们成为耶稣基督被认同为耶稣基督的一部分的这个概念。
Yeah, remember, this is not a baptism of water. It's got nothing to do with water, but we're being brought into union with Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit.
So, 我们并不是这个 baptized, 不能想象成水洗礼这个跟那个洗礼就不是直接有关了，因为我们其实是一个在圣灵中与耶稣合而为一的概念。
Remember, we do have the article, it's called The Seven Baptisms, it's on the website, ibdoctrine.website. So, if you haven't studied about the doctrine of the seven baptisms, you need to look at that.
在他的网站上面有一个七种洗礼，这一堂课如果你还没认真去研读过的话，麻烦上去看一下，因为它里面有提到洗礼不只是我们以为的那种水洗礼，有七种洗礼。
Yeah, I just put that up there. So that's ivydoctrine.org and the article is actually called The Seven Baptisms and we do have it in Chinese there as well.
请大家上网去看 ibdoctrine.org 这个网站 ibdoctrine.org 这个网站，然后去找 The Seven Baptisms 就是七种洗礼的这一篇文章，这个文章有翻成中文。
And you really need to understand about the different baptisms and what the role of the different baptisms is.
我们一定必须要理解七种洗礼是哪些，然后他们各自扮演什么角色。
Yeah, and that makes our job easier as well. So when we use the word baptism, it means you really understand what's happening.
当你有研读过之后呢，就让Tim 的教学会比较简单，因为他比较会理，大家就会理解所谓的 baptism 的意思，好，不只是水洗礼。
So what happens when you believe in Jesus Christ is that you have positive volition and God counts your positive volition. He imputes that to you as righteousness.
好，所以呢，这个最后的第三个规则就是，当你有用积极的意志接受了耶稣基督是我们的救主，他将我们所有的罪都已经承担了。那这时候呢，你神就有办法将这些信徒哈、啊，给这些信徒他的神的公义，所以他的公义也就归于你了。
Yeah, it's because that you have God's perfect righteousness that you can now go to heaven.
就因着神的完美的公义，我们接收了，所以我们才有资格去天堂。
God gives you that perfect righteousness because you have believed in the work of Jesus Christ, not because you're trying to stop your sins or because you're going to church or you're singing songs or whatever.
是因着我们有了绝对的公义，我们才有资格去天堂，而不是因为我们去教堂唱歌啊，这个捐款啊。读圣经，我们可以去天堂。
Okay, and again, we have to emphasize that's really the only difference between the believer and the unbeliever is that the believer has believed in Jesus Christ. Now they have perfect righteousness. The unbeliever didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He doesn't have perfect righteousness, and he's going to try and rely on his good works to get to heaven.
所以我们现在就很清楚了，我们这个基督徒跟非信徒到底有什么差别？所有的基督徒是因着相信了耶稣基督为我们承担了所有的罪，所以我们得到了神完美的公义，因此我们有资格上天堂。而那些不信耶稣基督的人，不相信这个我们的耶稣基督是救主的人，他就没有办法承接来自神所要给的完美的公义，他就没有办法上天堂。
Yeah, and if you've believed in Jesus Christ, your name has been written in the book of life. If you didn't believe in Jesus Christ, your name is not written in the book of life.
而你如果不相信耶稣基督，你的名字就不会在生命册上。
Let's just stop for a break and we'll come back at 11 o'clock.
好，我们11点钟回来休息一下。